To achieve calm abiding, both stability and clarity are needed with respect to the object of meditation. Thus, the biggest obstacles to sustained meditation are excitement and laxity. Excitement prevents stability. When the mind does not stay in the object, but becomes distracted or scattered, the object of meditation is lost. There is also a subtle form of excitement where, even if the object is not lost, a corner of the mind is thinking about something else. You need to identify excitement and, through mindfulness, not let your mind come under its influence. Lethargy, a heaviness of mind and body, is an obstacle to clarity. Lethargy also causes laxity, which prevents clarity. In coarse laxity, the mind sinks. The object of meditation fades and is lost. In subtle laxity, the object is not lost, but the clarity of the object and the clarity of the mind diminish a little because the mind's intensity has weakened. The mind is a little too loose. The mind might stay quite clearly on the object of meditation, but without true alertness. This state is often mistaken for proper meditation. When your mind is too intense and you experience excitement, you need to loosen it, like loosening a bit the strings of a guitar. Similarly, when you have laxity, your mind is not intense enough, so you need to increase its intensity by making it a little more taut, like tightening the strings. As you can see, the mind needs to be tuned like a fine stringed instrument. The force behind developing concentrated meditation is mindfulness, which is the ability to stay with an object, not allowing distraction. You exercise mindfulness by putting your mind back on the object of meditation every time it falters, which will indeed happen again and again. When you become skilled in maintaining mindfulness on the object, you need to use introspection. As Shantideva's A Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life says, the special function of introspection is periodically to inspect your activities, whether physical or mental. In the process of developing calm abiding, the task of introspection is to determine whether the mind has come or is about to come under the influence of laxity or excitement. At the start, periods of laxity and excitement are strong, but with effort, these become weaker and less frequent, and the periods of being able to stay on the object lengthen. Gradually, even subtle laxity and subtle excitement lose their force and disappear. Ultimately, the ability of the mind to stay one-pointedly on the object, free from the faults of excitement and laxity, increases. When, through mindfulness and introspection, you can sustain the continuum of holding the object, it is possible to achieve concentrated meditation even within 6 months. Initially, you must forcibly put your mind on the object of meditation with great exertion. Then, from time to time, you engage the object without great exertion. Then, you engage it in a relaxed way, continuously. And finally, you spontaneously stay on the object without needing to make any effort to remove excitement and laxity. If you are able to remain on your object for 4 hours vividly and continuously, you have achieved firm stability. Unfavorable states of body and mind are gone, and a bliss of physical and mental pliancy is attained. At that point, you have achieved calm abiding. To be endowed with calm abiding, The mind must have the stability to hold fast to one object. But this alone is not sufficient. The mind must also be clear. But this too is not enough. Its clarity should be intense, alert, and sharp. The mind cannot be even a little dull. These fine adjustments to the mind that make it susceptible to calm abiding are not easily accomplished. In Dharamsala, India, one of the Tibetans practicing concentrated meditation told me that the cultivation of one-pointed concentration was worse than imprisonment in a Chinese jail. Because it is difficult, it is important to prepare carefully, moving from step to step. Do not push yourself too hard, especially at first. Otherwise, you run the risk of becoming upset or even having a nervous breakdown. The goal here is daily practice, where you choose an object of meditation, and as you focus on it, try to achieve and maintain stability, clarity, and intensity.